gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Are you there yet? No mass flight cancellations, but there were some Christmas Eve travel headaches.
Chaos and crowds at New York's LaGuardia after American Airlines, with nearly 4,000 flights scheduled just for today, grounded all of them for an hour, stressing passengers coast to coast.
Are you flying American?
I am.
David Hamilton in Houston trying to get to Roanoke.
I was a little worried when I saw the news, so looks good for now.
It lasted just over an hour. American says it was due to a computer issue that prevented pilots from getting necessary paperwork for departure.
ABC's Ariel Reshef in Topeka. The Salvation Army reports one of its bell ringers was hit by what was believed to be a stray bullet, hit in the shoulder. He's hospitalized. Police are investigating. Hazmat response at the Milwaukee County District Attorney's Office. A white powder letter determined to be sugar sent by a county jail inmate. This is ABC News.
The Packers clinch a playoff berth. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After a 34-0 win on Monday Night Football, the Packers face the Vikings next. I asked head coach Matt LaFleur on Christmas Eve.
What was your message to the team to get ready for the Vikings, but maybe still have a little time for the holiday?
Yeah, we'll give them a little time tomorrow morning. I said, unfortunately, you know, you'd love to give them the day off. That's just not, I don't think that's possible in this situation. You got a 6-day work week. You're going on the road to Minnesota. We'll allow them to, tomorrow morning, they're going to be with their families if they have family in town. But it's the National Football League, and you got to get ready for the next opponent. And if you don't put the work in, you can't expect to get the results that you want to get. I mean, the margins are super thin at this level.
How much Christmas do you get?
I'm sure my boys will get up really early, wake me up, we'll open gifts, and then I'll come right in here. So it's just, I mean, that's what we do.
That's Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy, some fog and lows in the low 20s tonight. For Christmas Day, clouds continue, highs in the mid-30s. Mild ahead with a slight rain chance later Thursday, better rain chance for Friday and Saturday. Highs gradually climb through the 40s Thursday through Saturday. Currently, it's 17 degrees.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a thought about whether fancy cookware is worth your hard-earned dollars. I love cooking, so I have done a lot of research to figure out what is worth my money. One thing I know, fancy nonstick is a no-go. Don't do it. Nonstick pans wear out after a year, maybe two. Once the surface of the pan gets all scrapey-scratchy, you gotta throw it out and you gotta replace it. I replace mine roughly once a year. Here's another tip. Don't buy a set of pans. Buy the cookware you need one piece at a time as you need it. For most tasks in my house, cheap cast iron is the go-to. I like it from a yard sale, but if you got to buy new at the store, you can do that too. And this leaves room to say, yeah, if you love to cook, a high-end all-clad or Le Creuset pot, that is the occasional treat that I think can be worth it. Although I would still wait for them to go on sale. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
You hear?
halls with boughs of holly, fa la 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 la. 'Tis the season to be jolly, fa la 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 la. Don we now our gay apparel, fa la 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 la. Troll the ancient Yuletide carol, fa la 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 la. And you'll be for us. Strike the harp and join the chorus. Follow me in merry measure while I tell of Yuletide treasure.
It's a blizzard of holiday hits from Civic Media.
Thank you.
from the center, WRCE.
Excited eyes that I woke with a yawn in the first light of dawn, and I saw him.
coming down your chimney with a sack full of holiday hits from Civic Media.
Prospero año y felicidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom.
Christmas Eve.
Listening to continuous Christmas music on the Civic Media Network. We're taking a holiday break, but we'll be back on Thursday morning with more real news and great conversation with your favorite hosts.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Big news in Wisconsin this month, as much of the controversial anti-union Act 10 law was struck down in a ruling by Dane County Circuit Court Judge Jacob Frost. Two takeaways on this. One, the ruling gets at the heart of what has always made this law so brazenly political, by defining public safety employees differently from general public employees. That decision was pretty clearly made not based on across-the-board policy, but on which unions backed Scott Walker for governor in 2010. It would be fitting if that is what ultimately spells the end for this controversial law. Secondly, this case is headed to an appeal, which almost certainly will end up at the Wisconsin Supreme Court. While this case still might be decided by the court's current 4-3 liberal majority, it's a good reminder of just how important the upcoming race for state Supreme Court will be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy, some fog and lows in the low 20s tonight. For Christmas Day, clouds continue, highs in the mid-30s. Mild ahead with a slight rain chance later Thursday, better rain chance for Friday and Saturday. Highs gradually climb through the 40s Thursday through Saturday. Currently, it's 17 degrees.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Eggnog, and we begged her not to go, but she forgot her medication and she staggered out the door into the snow. When we found her Christmas morning at the scene of the attack, she had hoof prints on her forehead and incriminating claws marks on her back. Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe. all so proud of Grandpa. He's been taking this so well. See him in there watching football, drinking beer and playing cards with Cousin Mel. It's not Christmas without Grandma. All the family's dressed in black, and we just can't help but wonder, should we open up her gifts or send them back?
Send them back!
Grandma got run over by a reindeer, walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe. Now the goose is on the table, and the pudding made of fig. Ah, and the blue and silver candles that would just have matched the hair in Grandma's wig. I've warned all my friends and neighbors, better watch out for yourself. They should never give a license to a man who drives a sleigh and plays with elves. Grandma got run over by a reindeer, walking home from our house Christmas Eve. Now you can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe.
Sing it, Grandpa.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer, walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe.
Merry Christmas.
We don't care if you've been naughty or nice, as long as you keep listening to Civic Media.
It's all cold down along the beach. And the wind's whipping down the boardwalk. Hey, man! You guys know what time of year it is? What time? In trouble out here.
Check it.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles will be miles away. In olden days, happy golden days of yore. Faithful friends who are dear to us, gather near to us once more. Through the years, we all will be together. If the fates allow, hang a shining star upon the highest bough, and have yourself a merry little Christmas. Faithful friends who are dear to us, gather near to us once more. Through the years, we all will be together. If the fates allow, so hang a shining star above the highest bough. A merry little Christmas
sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtails, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight.
Jingle bells, jingle bells. Jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in one horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells. Jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in one horse open sleigh.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtails ring, making
all tonight. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Have a lot of fun.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Reindeer games. Then one foggy
foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history.
The white stuff's on the ground and the good stuff's on your radio. From Civic Media.
Marshmallows for toasting and caroling out in the snow.
ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near.
Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. A Christmas Eve pay raise for the U.S. military. President Biden signing the National Defense Authorization Act.
This year's defense policy bill provides a 4.5% pay raise for all service members and a 14.5% increase for junior enlisted troops. The measure invests in new military technologies such as artificial intelligence and ramps up U.S. production of ammunition. President Biden signed the bill, but he noted his misgivings in a statement, pointing to a provision blocking the military's TRICARE health program from covering gender dysphoria treatments for the children of service members.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy. Former President Clinton is home for Christmas. He was discharged from Washington, D.C.'s Georgetown University Hospital after developing a fever. His office says Mr. Clinton is being treated for influenza. Hit-making record producer Richard Perry died in a Los Angeles hospital. His many successes included Carly Simon's You're So Vain. Richard Perry was 83. This is ABC News.
The Packers clinch a playoff berth. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After a 34-0 win on Monday Night Football, the Packers face the Vikings next. I asked head coach Matt LaFleur on Christmas Eve,
what's your message?